We're up to Simon Reish Beis Sif Gimel. So we'll do Gimel and Hey. We'll skip Dalet for today because Gimel and Hey are sister Seifim. They're very much related. Sif Gimel discusses the Gar Inim, basically the fruit pits. So the Gemara in Brachos on Daf Lamid Vav Amud Beis brings down a Mishnah in Orla, Perek Aleph Mishnah Ches, discussing Orla, and there it talks about Klipe Rimon Vhanetz Shelo, the Klipa, the peel of a pomegranate, and the Nates, another part of it, top part, Klipe Agozim, the outside of the nuts. Vehagarinim, and here garinim is not going back to egozim, but all fruit pits. Chayavim ba'orla, they are included in orla. So Tosis over there, Brachas Lamed Vav Amud Beis, Di Bahar Maska Klipe, says that pits are a pri, the pirinim. The pits are part of the pri. And therefore, continues Tosus, and the Rosh is of the same opinion, Mikan Shiesh Lavarech Al Kol Minei Garinim Shel Peiros Bari Pri Ha'etz. Just like you make a Bari Pri Ha'etz on the apple, you make a Bari Pri Ha'etz, in theory, on apple pits. Now, it's talking about where the pits, alright, we'll see what it's talking about. Basically, it's talking about the pits have some sort of taste. So, Shita Satosis and the Rajba is that just like by Orla, the pits have a status of fruit. Who would then by brachos? The pits have the status of a fruit. Assuming they have a taste, you're going to say a borei pri ha'etz. The Rajba comes along and says, no. Really, the pits of the fruit do not have the status of the fruit. And you're not going to say a borei pri ha'etz. And the only reason that pits are included in the prohibition of Orla is because we have a special drasha by Orla that says es piryo, and we darshin even those things that are tafel, that are subordinate to the actual fruit. But it is not part of the fruit. It is not the fruit itself. It is not part of the fruit. And therefore, it is included in Orla because of this special drasha. But you're not going to say Bari Priya Eitz. The Rashba himself does not, I didn't look it up inside, but the way it's brought down does not seem to tell us what bracha you should make on these pits. The Drisha over there underneath the tour tells us to say not Bari Priya Eitz according to the Rashba, but rather Bari Priya Adama. Then the Drisha goes on to say, but if the pits are bitter, then you're not going to make any bracha. It's not edible. It's like eating a piece of paper. You don't make a bracha on a piece of paper. But if you do something to it to make it edible, like you roast it, something like that, then you're going to say shahakom. So it turns out, there's a machlok, fundamental machlokus between Tosis and the Rosh on one hand versus the Rajba. Tosis and the Rosh say that the pits are part of the fruit, and therefore you're going to say Bar Priya Eitz. The Rajba says it's not part of the fruit, and you're going to say not Bar Priya Eitz, but rather Bar Priya Adama. Now, if the pit is not edible, and you do something to it to make it edible, according to Tosis and the Rosh, you should make a Bar Priya Eitz. When you have an inedible fruit and you make it edible, it goes to its original Bari Priya Eitz bracha. So according to Tosis and the Rosh, it should be a Bari Priya Eitz. According to the Rajba, it's going to be a shahako because it is not an ikar, it's not a fruit. It's something else. Let's look at the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch, see, you get upsets all the postgame and seems to contradict himself. Starts out paskening like Tosis and the Rosh, and then he seems to shift gears and paskening like the Rajba, which sends all of the postgame scrambling to figure out what's pshat in the Machaber. Let's see. Reish Beis Gimel. Garine aperos imheim mesukim mevarach alem bar pre'ed. You have fruit pits. If they are sweet, and the Mishnah Berurah points out right away in Sif Katan Chav Gimel, doesn't have to be sweet. Lav davka. It has to have a taste. As long as you enjoy, there's something of it to enjoy. If it's just a piece of wood, or just a piece of paper, just like eating a pebble, you're not going to say a brach at all. It has to have some taste. My son wanted me to give him an example. I'm not familiar of fruit pits. You need a tissue? I'm not familiar with fruit pits that have a good taste. Continues the Mishnah Sifkat Nachav Gimel. So it doesn't have to be sweet, just it has to have some sort of taste that a person would enjoy at least a little bit. Batam Shemavarach Bari Priha 8 says the Mishnah Berurah explaining the Mechaber. Pishum Deheim Nami Chelik Michalke Apri. It's part of the Pri, like Tarsus and the Rosh. Baharbi Achronim Cholkin Azeh. And Vusrielu De'enam Avarach Bari Priha 8. The Lave Kipri Gufa. De'enam Avarach Aleim Ela Bari Priha Dama. A lot of posts can say that is Shita Zarajba. V'chein haskoma sagror. V'imbirich bar pi eitz. So usually if you make a bar pi eitz on a cucumber, you're not yotze, even b'dievet, because a cucumber does not come from a tree. But here, I guess, because it does come from a tree, so even though it's not the appropriate bracha, but b'dievet, you'd be yotze. V'imbirich bar pi eitz, yotze b'dievet. Im ocha hagarin acha she'ochel apri mestarved ulkinam nifta birgas bari pre'ed she'birach al apri mishum david tafel apri. If you're going to eat the fruit with its pit, so then the pit is going to be tafel to the fruit, and even though if you eat it alone, it would have a bracha, perhaps of hadama, but here it's going to be tafel to the pri and going to be yotzei with the bari pre'ed on the fruit itself. So that's part one of the mechaber where he paskins like Tosis and the Rosh. Part two of the Mechaber. V'im heim marim, if they are bitter, and he does not, there's no, nothing to enjoy there at all. Eino mavarich aleim klal. He's not going to make a bracha at all. Mishu bracha of dalet, hayu she'in marim lachof, it's not edible. Part three of the Mechaber. V'imitgana idea ur, but if you roast it in fire, and take the inedible pit and make it edible, so if the Mechaber passes like the Rush and Tosis, that it's part of the pre, he should now say that you make a bar pre eight, but he doesn't say that. So he's shifting gears, and that's Shita Zarajba. Everyone's bothered by this. And the Mechaber says to himself, in the beginning, first line he passes like Tosis, and the last line he passes like the Rajba. Mevarach aleihem shehakol harbe achronim hikshu al zeh. The achronim ask on this. V'da'atayu d'da'at ha-mechaber, according to the mechaber himself, d'garim n'havi kepri gufa, that the pit is part of the pri itself. Im kein gam b'marim u'mitkan adei eizet davar. So if it's bitter, it's inedible, and you make it edible by doing something to it, nami mevarach aleihem bar pri eitz. The din should be that you make a bar pri eitz. Kamo gabe shkedim ha-marim ha-mevu'ar b'sif hei. Like we see in Sif Hay, we'll get there in a minute. If you have these bitter nuts that are inedible, and you do something to them to make them edible, so if you eat it when it's inedible, so it's not, you're not going to say a bracha. It's probably not going to say a bracha at all if it's inedible. But when you do something to it and fix it up and make it edible, so it reverts back to its original bracha bar pe'et, and that's what the Mechaber should say over here. The Yesh Mitartzen, they're those that answer the Kasha. The Afilu the Dea Zulu Adifa Garinim Kishkedim. Gufa. Shem Iker Apri Mashi Enkein Begarinim. So they're those that answer the Kasha and say that you cannot compare Sif Hay with Sif Gimel. Let's take a look at Sif Hay for a minute. Sif Hay. You with me? Sif Hay. Shkedim Hamarim. You have these bitter nuts. Kishem ktanim, when they're small, mevarich borei priha eitz. You're going to say a borei priha eitz on them when they're small. But gedolim, when they're big, velo klum, you're not going to make any bracha. Da'azuke mazki, because it has no taste, and it's mazik, a person. Mishabra sifkatan lamid hay. Sif hay. Mishabra sifkatan lamid hay. On the bitter nuts, when they're small, he's going to say a borei priha eitz. Mishnah Berurah Katan Lamed Hey. Ve'af agad dibim mesukim kitanim ena varach ela shahako. Even though when you have sweet nuts, it doesn't mean sweet nuts because nowadays that they candy the nuts. But they're nuts that are somewhat sweet, or at least not bitter. So when they're sweet nuts and they're small, ain't a baruch ela shahako, as we're going to see later on in Siman Reish Dalet, another week or so, 2 weeks. Shiny Hassam, the ain't a gemar pira. There you're going to make a shahako because the small nut is not, hasn't, I don't know the word, ripened, it's not ready yet. You're eating it as a small nut. And for sure, we're not planted. We'll see that that is an important part of what brachi make. Why was this thing planted? It was not planted to eat it before it ripens when it's only a very small nut. It's supposed to be a big, sweet nut. So buy a big, sweet nut. If you eat it when it's small and it's not ripe and it's not ready yet, you're only going to say a shahakum. But when you have small nuts, no, you have, those are sweet nuts. When you have bitter nuts, they're not edible in the big form. So they're only edible in the little form. So mashenkin hacha, the begodlam, when these nuts get bigger, lo yiru'in kla l'achila. They're inedible, they're bitter, you can't eat them when they're big. And therefore, why are they planted? Not to be big, inedible nuts, but they're planted to be eaten as small, edible nuts. And therefore, natilu shabbat, da'itul mecha bekatnusam. They are planted to be eaten when they are smaller. And that is the Gemar Pri Shalahem. That's the Gemar Pri, because that's its optimal form. That's the optimal way of eating these bitter nuts, is when they're smaller before they become bitter and inedible. And therefore, you're going to say Bar Priya eats. Masha'in came. When you have a big sweet nut, and you eat it in its small stage, it's made to be eaten in a big sweet, in its big sweet form. You eat it in its smaller form, where it's not yet ripe and it's not yet ready, you're only going to say a Shaka. So again, look at Reish Beis Hey. Shkedim Hamarim, bitter nuts. Kishem Ketanim, when they're small and they are edible. Mavarech Bar Pei. You're going to say Bar Pei, because that's its optimal way of eating it. Gedolim, but the big bitter nuts. Velo klum, no bracha, da azuki maski, because it's damaging. V'taima demilsa, the reason is, the kishem ketanim, when they're little, ikra achilas miyak klipa, the enamara. When they're small, the ikra thing that you're going to eat is its klipa, is its outer shell. I'm not familiar with exactly the mitzvah over here, but this is what the Mechaber says. When they're small, the ikra that you're eating is the outer shell, which is not bitter. U'shem gedolim, and when they get bigger, ikra achilas miyak bifnim, the ikra part that you're eating is the inside, and the inside is bitter and not edible. If you do something to make it edible, either with fire or something else, when you have a pri, it's not edible. You do something to make it edible, so it gets back its original bracha that it deserves, a bar pe'etz. Since it's now changed to be better by putting it in the fire, it's sweetened in the fire. It's interesting. I thought this word mitkan was litaken, to fix it. Here it sounds like the word is sweetened, matok. Interesting. So since it's changed for the better by sweetening it in the fire, have they kishah peros she'en ruin lechochayin. It's like other fruit that are inedible raw. Then it's bashlu, and then you cook it to make it edible. The mavarech kishem uvushalom bar pe'etz. You're gonna make a bar pe'etz in its cooked form because it's only edible when you cook it. And cooking it turns it into its ultimate fruity form that deserves the bar pe'etz, as we will see. Lekamim besif yud beis. The same with other fruits. Shem chamutzim omarim, if they're sour or bitter, ve'enem ruin la'achila klal, and you cannot eat them. Umitkan o bishlan, and you sweeten them or you cook them. Shemavarach bari pri ha'etz. Delo be'emes priu. Really, it's a pri. Ela she'en ruin la'achila kach. You can't eat it in its raw state. And therefore, the kachmani mituk, when you sweeten it or you do something to it, you're now making it edible. It's an edible fruit. Edible fruits are bari pri ha'etz. Dirshu. Okay, so the Sharetzin on the bottom, Ois Mem, so it brings down Shar Peros also. If it's not edible, and you do something to make it edible, you're going to make a Bar Peretz in its new form, because that's how you're supposed to eat it. So Sharetzin says that's Pasha. Vilodami the Sif Beis. He says you can't commit to Sif Beis. What was Sif Beis we learned last week? Sif Beis was these mini grapes. So in its mini form, where it's not a ripened grape, so we said you're going to make a Bar Pi Adama. And we said over there in Sif Beis, Mishra Sif Katan Yutest, that even if you're going to do something to it, you're going to take these mini grapes that are not yet ripe and that are sour, and you're going to spice them up and do something to them, you're still not going to give them a bracha of Bari Pri Eitz. It's just going to be a shahako. Why? Because it's not yet a grown fruit, so it doesn't have the status of a fruit yet. It doesn't have the status of a fruit until it reaches a certain size. It's more like a pit. But over here, by the Shkedim, this is the fruit. Just happens to be that the fruit Hashem made is not edible, and you have to do something to it. When you do something to it, you turn it into a Bari Pri Eitz. Let's see that by Sharetzin Ois Mem. Lo Darmi the Sif Beis. The Lechem Chamudo Sover Sham. The Ap Mituk Lo Mahani the Varach Bari Pri Eitz. You're not going to say Bari Pri Eitz on the Beis or the mini grapes when you make them edible. Shani Hasim Shlo Nigmar Pri. The Pri is not finished yet. So you can't make a Bar Pri Eitz on an unfinished pri. Mashenkin Hocha, the Irina Bar Pri Gemura, the Dami Mamish Shkedim. But here we're dealing with Shkedim and other fruit that are fully grown and they're ripe, and then this is its form, but it happens to be that it's not edible. Happens to be that it's not edible. So if it's not edible and you make it edible, you're gonna say a Bar Pri Eitz, because this is its form. But if it's a gar'in, if it's just a pit, or if it's a mini grape, it's not yet ripened, so it does not have the status of a fruit. So if it's an edible, you're not going to make a bracha. And if you do something to make it edible, it's going to be a shahako. And that's what the Beragola over here points out. And Sif Hey, Beragola says, Le'el and Sif Gimel Eino Ikra Pri. The pit is not the Ikra Pri. Zilab Adai Tadachin Atila. You don't plant the fruit for the pit. You plant it for the fruit. And therefore, when you're going to make this pit edible, you're not going to make a Bar Pri Eitz, because it's not the Ikra. It's not the Ikra fruit. Okay, let's go back to Sif Gimel, the Gar'inim. So the Mechaber first says to say Bar Pei. Then he says bitter, no bracha at all. Then he says if you sweeten it, then you're going to make a shahako. And all the posts can point out the Mechaber, the Shita, so you shouldn't make a shahako. You really should make another bracha. You should say Bar Pei, because you took an inedible fruit and made it edible. So that's the big catch. So here they basically point out that it's not really, even though Mechaber says when it's sweet, maybe when it's sweet, he considers it a fruit, but when it's bitter and inedible, then it's not considered a fruit. There are different types, not all pits are created equal. So the Mishaburo concludes over here. Look at the Mishaburo Sif Katan Chav Hey, halfway down. V'yesh mitarts in this kasha on the Mechaber. Da'afidu the de'azu lo adifa gar'inin kishkedim. The nuts over here, the nuts of Sif Hey, our pits of Sif Gimel are not like the shkedim of Sif Hey. Because over there in Sif Hey, Sheheim Ikra Pri. That is the Ikra Pri, the inedible nut. That's not the case by the pits. And therefore, if they're bitter, lo mikri pri ka. It's not called a pri at all. And the fact that you're going to make it edible doesn't turn it into bar pri. It's doesn't help that you made it edible afterwards. How should we pass? You should go with the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. It's not so much that we pass like the Ikir din of the Mechaber at all. The Gra goes with the Rashba. Could be the halacha is like the Rashba. The halacha is like the Rashba. Many posts passing like the Rashba, including the Gra. So the Mishabura seems to go like the Rashba. Don't make a bar priya eight, make a bar priya dama. So certainly when it's not edible and you make it edible, you're certainly not going to make a bar priya eight. Even though the Machaber, the Shittah, so maybe should say that. And that's what everyone's trying to figure out, why the Machaber switched teams in the middle. But Lamaisa, he does switch teams. And Lamaisa, most poskim, or many poskim, paskin against the Machaber's first halacha. So in the third halacha, in the seifa of Siv Gimel, the Mishabura says to go with the Machaber, which is the... seems to be Shita Zarashba. So it says the Dina in Lozim Saka Shachanach, the Belabachi we said before Das Rabbi Achron Vagromi Chlalam Lachol Gal Ikadin and Machaber, U Didru Gam Garinim Mitukin Enem Rechalem Macholias Rak Bar Piyadama. The Rashba and his team hold that on a even a sweet tasting pit, you're going to say Bar Piyadama, not a Bar Piyates. The La Prinin, it's not part of the pre. It's only by Orla with a special Xeris Akasa. Umemela, if it's bitter and you fix it by roasting it, Enem you're only going to say shakel. So bottom line, the Mishmura says, go with hadama if it tastes good, and if it does not taste good, and then you have to fix it up to make it edible, you're going to say a shahakel. The issue in footnote 31, bring down everyone's favorite bird seed, the garinim that the kids like to eat. So maybe adults, some adults like to eat them. So you bring that from the Chazanish as follows. Since most garinim, when you eat a watermelon, you take, what do you do with the watermelon seeds? You spit them out. So he says, only if the seeds are made to be eaten can you make the bar priyadam. Otherwise, you make a shak. Now, the seeds that you buy in the store, the pumpkin seeds and the avatiach seeds that are roasted, so those are planted, those weren't someone's leftover watermelon seeds that were spit out and were collected by somebody. Those were planted for the seeds, and therefore the seed is the ikar pri, and therefore it gets its ikar bracha, which over here happens to be a hadama, because it's a hadama fruit, it's not a ha'et fruit, so you're going to say a bore pri hadama. Mashenkin, if you took your own watermelon, leftover watermelon seeds, and you put them in a fire and you try to make them edible, you're only going to say a shahakal on that. Now these you're going to say Ahadamah. And then he talks about the sunflower seeds. The sunflower doesn't have a fruit, so the ikar fruit has oil, but the ikar fruit are these seeds, and again it's going to get the bracha of Borei Pri Ahadamah.